I don't know. He hasn't said yet, but I read it every month for sure.
Ooh, what'd you think of it?
I haven't read it yet.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. June's not gone to the printer yet.
Okay.
But soon.
Because he hasn't yelled at me or anything, so.
No.
There wasn't anything to yell about.
He never yells. He's always thrilled about your column. We all are.
Well, I really appreciate it. It's been so much fun to write it. And it's called The Old Ball Game this month.
The Old. Okay. All right. Well, I will be sure to check it out. All right. Thanks.
Happy day.
Thank you.
That's wonderful news. Wow, Mr. Sandman, cover boy.
Blessings, a Christian store, has everything that you and your church family need. Blessings is a Lifeway authorized dealer and your local Christian bookstore. They also have a great selection of supplies, including all-in-one communion provisions for your congregation, and they are in stock today. Blessings carries great Christian gifts, shirts, and unique pieces you won't find anywhere else. You can find Blessings, a Christian store, at 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, on Facebook, and online at blessingscs.com.
Laser Copy is your silent partner when it comes to all printing and shipping for your business. Laser Copy can print brochures, multi-part forms, envelopes, and right now you can order custom graduation and wedding announcements. No job is too big or too small for Laser Copy, whether it be printing or shipping. Check out Laser Copy's website at lasercopyinc.com and on Facebook. Laser Copy also makes signs, banners, and even magnetic signs for your vehicle. Laser Copy, 103 North Memorial Drive in Prattville, or call 358-3880.
Let's charge into the 5 o'clock hour.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Why am I laughing at that?
You're drunk!
News, I'm Rich Dennison. A pathologist hired to perform an independent autopsy on George Floyd has ruled the cause of death homicide from pressure to his back and neck. The official autopsy ruled out asphyxia or strangulation. Floyd's death, while being detained by police, has sparked nearly a week of protest and violent demonstrations. President Trump today calling many of the nation's governors weak in their response to the ongoing demonstrations and calling for a crackdown to stop the violence.
He said, in D.C., we're going to do something that people haven't seen before. It's unclear exactly what he means by that at this point. We know the National Guard has already been called in, and now we're learning that Attorney General Bill Barr, who was also on that call, has directed the Bureau of Prisons to send in riot teams.
Fox's Kristen Fisher at the White House. New York City imposing an 11 o'clock curfew tonight in an effort to stem any potential violence. America is listening to Fox News.
Who was I just hocking on last hour? William Barr, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because he looks like he's eating really well. And he's always saying the things that we like to hear, that there's going to be accountability for the seditious coup cabal that tried to overthrow the president. They're still walking around free. I don't know what the delay is.
I believe him.
I'm going to put my faith in Rosie because I cannot put it in him.
You look so angelic today, Rosie.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You're a walking Hallmark moment, aren't you?
I have good words come out of this.
Well, one reason...
Of course they do.
I think I'm going to start a GoFundMe page so we can raise enough money to have Seth around every day. Because especially now, man, and you know, I've had my mental health tested 17 ways from Sunday for the last 3 months.
I'm here for your heart, man.
Yeah. Appreciate that. Appreciate that very much. Anyway, to recap, and we have great sources here, and at the top of that list, Dan Morris, Jack Campbell, and the downtown area has been prepared for a protest. The mayor is having a press conference at 6. Everything beyond that at this point is rumor. So if you've heard stories about this spreading outside of what the scheduled protest area is, I can't verify. We have tried to get all the intel we can, and we have some damn good inside sources here. My advice is just heads up. You know, be aware of what's going on. look down the road when you're driving just to make sure you see a crowd, go the other way. I was watching a tape, and I got to ask my friend if I can put it on my page. It was shot in the near north side of Chicago from about four stories up of a group going down the street. They were busting out the windows of a store called Wrigleyville and walking in and walking out with stuff. I guess to achieve some level of justice over Mr. This is what makes this whole thing so insane. That's not justice. That is not protesting. That is burglary.
Yeah.
And it's not justified by any cause for anything or anybody.
And the Floyd family is calling. His brother was just on. They are calling for the protests to stop.
Yeah.
You know, for the riots and the violence.
It's not how you remember him. He would not want that.
No.
No. And the first to say that was his girlfriend. He would be horrified that this was going on in his name in Minneapolis. That was before it started to spread. So there's a plan here, because what's happening in all these big cities? They're closing down again. Curfews, shutdowns, business getting set back again, jobs being tabled or set to this until everything calms the hell down. And I guarantee you, they're waiting for the next incident. I have zero sympathy for this Officer Chauvin in Minneapolis. You look at his picture, and it gives you the creeps. The guy looks crazy.
And it's even worse because they work together.
Yeah, and I have some insight on that, too. I'm glad you brought that up, Seth. From Conservative Treehouse, there's a lot going on here with with George Floyd and this officer that goes back many years. They worked at the same club together. But with a little digging, you find out that this club may have been a front for money laundering and run by one of our government alphabet agencies. We'll take time to look into that. I saved it for the show, even though trying to jam everything in there is to talk about is a bit of a challenge today. Anyway, Brant will be joining us shortly at 5:09. John Lee Paints on Coliseum Boulevard. What a great business. If you want to spruce up the house inside or out, they carry the products that will guarantee you the right kind of outcome and the wisdom to make sure you walk out the door with all the right tools. In other words, it's if you're going to buy a good paint and pay good money for a good paint, and that's what they carry, Richards for interior, you're not going to get the value if you're applying it with a brush on a surface that doesn't make sense. So they can help you with those kinds of decisions. Same thing for exterior painting. They carry their own brand, John Lee Solar Proof. Awesome paint that is formulated to keep the heat and humidity out no matter what an Alabama summer throws at it, so that you don't get mildew development. Because when mildew develops, it makes the whatever surface you painted look dirty, but you can't wash it off because it's underneath the paint. So it's formulated to keep that out and keep the good look. You just hose it down. It looks wonderful. And great people to answer any questions, because there's no such thing as a dumb question when it comes to your time. You'll find them at 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. And please tell Charles Bubba Turner you heard about him here. One, two, Brant in 3 minutes.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Legendary Auburn coach Pat Dye has died. He was 80 years old. He was recently hospitalized with a kidney issue and tested positive for COVID-19. The Lee County Coroner says Dye died of natural causes. Dye was head coach at Auburn from 1981 to 1992. The mayor of Alabama's largest city is declaring a state of emergency and imposing a curfew after demonstrators smashed windows, set fires, and defaced Confederate monuments following a peaceful protest against the death of George Floyd in Minnesota. Mayor Randall Woodfin appealed for calm today. A citywide curfew will begin at 7 p.m. nightly. Governor Ivey says she is prepared to activate the National Guard if needed. Hurricane season officially begins today. State Emergency Management Agency officials say sheltering will look different this year because of the virus. State EMA Director Brian Hastings says the state will look at opening more shelters to allow for social distancing. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel. Language for life. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Caravita Village. Seniors, they don't want you to worry and be home alone. They have a team to move you to Caravita Village at their cost. Just do not be alone. Call today to discuss your options. Go to CaravitaVillage.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Now that we are into the month of June, that forecast is going to sound more and more like that summertime pattern, which includes the threat of maybe an isolated evening shower before it fades out. Otherwise, partly cloudy tonight. Overnight low 68. Tomorrow should be another hot day. I think we're around 90. A sun and cloud mix. Rain chances not quite zero, but under 20% tomorrow. Low 90s on Wednesday with widely scattered storms. And I think the number of those pop-up storms will start to increase as we get into Thursday, Friday, Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And it's at this point in my story that the dark clouds part.
And his breath always smells like a sweet breeze blowing through an orchard of gumdrop trees.
The only force strong enough to affect global weather.
Hey, it's food or shelter, not both.
Bringing people together, not blowing them apart.
It's just wind escaping.
That's a fart in a stiff wind.
All right, so we've had the coronavirus, we've got riots, we've got the murder hornets, and today the hurricane season started. And there's already crap stirring up in the Gulf. Joining us now, Mr. Right on the Money, Brant.
Yeah, baby.
McDonald from McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management. How are you, sir?
Hey, buddy. You know what? I'm doing great. I've actually been on the road all day, seeing clients and business meetings and whatnot. Certainly keeping up with the news and the markets and all that in between. But you're not kidding. There's all kinds of stuff going on right now.
Yeah.
And Hey, do me a favor, if
sure.
you could. I've been getting texts from friends and whatnot about maybe certain protests or riots that might be going on tonight in Montgomery, and I haven't been able to verify. Can you help me out with it?
Yes, and I'm referring specifically to the intel we've gotten from Jack Campbell, from Dan Morris, from Jacqueline Tomlinson, whose husband is an officer, that they believe there's going to be a demonstration downtown tonight. The mayor's having a press conference at 6. I have no idea what he's going to say. What's happened, though, is that because we've seen what's happened everywhere else, these things start out as protests, but there are organized groups that get involved in these things and turn them into something completely different. So there have been a lot of rumors about the neighborhoods targeting more affluent areas of town and shopping districts and so forth. Right now, to the best we know, that is just nothing more than rumor. However, I'll say what I've been saying all afternoon. Everybody should just be mindful when they're traveling, going about their business, to keep their eye on things. Because you don't want to get surprised. That's happened to hundreds and thousands of people all over the country in the last couple of days, as they drove into a situation they weren't expecting. And so that's where we see it today after a lot of research.
East Chase is locking up jewelry and blocking emergency entrances and exits right now.
East Chase is blocking?
Yeah, is locking up jewelry and blocking emergency entrances and exits at right now. So I assume...
Wow.
Well, then that means the city officials must have gotten some kind of intel that said they needed to do that.
Hey, better safe than sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, that's what I was curious about, because like I said, I've heard from my wife, I've heard from friends, I've heard from all kinds of people that, as you said, a lot of rumors going around, but nothing that we could really verify. And so I know that has nothing to do with the financial markets, but I figured you guys would be on top of this, so I thought I would ask.
Oh, yeah. We have been following it, and believe me, everything that we put on the air this afternoon has come in from people who would know what they're talking about. But where did you get that, by the way?
That came from a friend whose friend is working at Costco right at the moment. She's at Costco now working.
Are they shutting Costco down?
I don't know. I will ask.
Fine. Find out. All right. So, we do this thing every morning at 8:30. We do it in your honor because you're our friend. At 8:30, we're waiting to see where the market's going to open. And it literally becomes like a sporting event because there's nothing else to cheer for these days. So let's root for the market to go up. And it started out just a little down today, and I'm happy to see it finished a little up. What was the what's the takeaway from today's activity on Wall Street?
Yeah, so the way I characterize,
Brant, we lost you
last week. We're relatively flat. Yeah, that's because I'm traveling on these country roads. Can you hear me?
We can now, there, John Denver. Yes.
Okay.
We want those country roads to take you home safely.
You in West Virginia?
That's right. That's exactly right. But no, I mean, we've been trading relatively flat. We're very close to breaking out to the upside, and it's this the push and pull that's going on between, as I've said so many times, the fundamental backdrop really has not been good. Okay, and everywhere you look, the Chinese-U.S. relationship is breaking down daily. It's getting worse and worse and worse. Some believe that could spill into our relationship with Taiwan becoming impaired. Certainly, we all know about the situation with Hong Kong by now. That's a massive financial center of the world, particularly in Asia, probably the biggest financial center in Asia. And so all of these are very worrisome, very troublesome things that everyone continues to keep an eye on. Mm-hmm. But then on the other hand, we cannot lose sight of the fact that our government and our Federal Reserve has created trillions and trillions of dollars in new cash. In
all right, we lost you again.
With the potential for more to come. And so you can't ignore that either, you know? I mean, you really can't, man. I mean, the fact is, when you do that, you're talking about a repricing of assets like we've never seen. And tremendous amount of liquidity that's been injected into Wall Street, that money has to find its way somewhere. And it's guess what? It's not going to go to cash. It's not going to go to bonds. It has to go to equities. And so there's the real dilemma, because when you sit back from my perspective and look at stock prices right now on a relative basis, they're pretty darn expensive. I mean, they really are. Even if we get back to normalized earnings in 12 to 18 months, maybe we get back to fair value at these levels. So I really, it's a little bit of a complex thing to try to explain, but the bottom line is, with that much liquidity in the system, it's finding its way into U.S. equities, and it's pushing stock prices up, and they're not cheap. And I wish I could say the other thing, but that we're still relatively priced, and that, you know, the market should go higher. But I really can't say that right now. And I could be wrong. Obviously, I could be. But my gut tells me that on a short-term basis, we're really kind of pushing the edge of the envelope here. Long term, I feel comfortable, but this level of liquidity and new money, that's been created is really quite staggering. And but hey, back in the financial crisis, Greg, I kept coming on and showing, saying, you know what? Listen, everyone, we're about to see the greatest reflation trade, if you will, in the history of this country, and we got it.
Mm-hmm.
We got it. If you weren't in stocks, you were getting killed. You know, every other asset class, whether it was stocks, cash or bonds, was not doing so well. But it was all about, real assets, real estate, and U.S. stocks. And so, sometimes you have to just sort of follow the money, and we'll see what happens. But, man, it doesn't look cheap on a valuation basis right now.
So tomorrow... any feel for what we might see?
I think, by and large, it's going to have a lot to do. I know we've got these riots and protests and it's horrible.
I should have asked you that question to start. How do things like the state of the country with this almost surreal and very much planned civil disturbances... How much of an effect does that have on the market? Does that play into their thinking?
Yeah, I really don't think it does. To be honest with you, I really don't think it plays much into it. The U.S. financial system is so large, and it's tied into the global economic system in such a profound way that these protests, yes, they kind of matter. From a financial perspective, now I'm not speaking about from a social perspective. We could talk about that. That's a different subject altogether. But I think what markets are way more focused on right now, by far, are two things, and this is in order. Number one is, are the United States and China, are the relations between those two countries going to break down even more, and are we going to get to a level where we potentially lose this trade deal, or it comes off the rails, or we get into another type of war with China that's even worse than anything we dreamed of from a standpoint of a trade, because that's a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, China, they shot across the bow with this security law that they passed, or this statement they made where, in essence, the United States and the State Department had to pull back and say, given this situation, we cannot give Hong Kong this favored status that we've been giving them for so long, particularly as it relates, again, to financial markets and the financial system over there, which is a huge financial hub in all of Asia. And that's a real game changer. That's far bigger than any kind of protest here in this country. But going back to the protest, I would say the thing that happened with George Floyd was horrible. I've watched that video several times, and it makes me physically sick at my stomach. I mean, it really does. But there's no doubt that these protests are being fueled by organized groups who want to see this happen.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good. It's not good for the country. But at the same time, they're tapping into a lot of anger, and I do think that there's some sort of spillover effect from the COVID-19, stay-at-home orders, the curfews,
exactly.
And all of those things.
The accumulative effect of all these months of lockdown, it is absolutely affecting everyone's psyche, and then stuff like this takes on an even more enormous impact because we're just coming out of one situation and getting hit in the face with another. It's crazy. Brent, we got to wrap, but I do want to remind everybody that your financial future, first decision you make is, have you ever sat down and talked to a financial planner? And Brent would tell you, if not, call him, call somebody, and have a conversation. We hope you'll call him. They can take a look at your current set up and show you ways, without disrupting your life, how you can better manage your money and start putting a nest egg together, because the people that have weathered these last couple of months the best are those that have fallback option.
387-0094.
Thank you, Seth Butler. One more time.
387-0094. Sorry for interrupting me.
No. That's McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, and that's what you do so well. We hope you'll call and have that meeting and get on the road to wellness financially. Brant, we'll talk tomorrow. Thank you.
Yep, look forward to it. Take care and be safe, guys.
Thanks,
you
man.
Too.
Before I play the disclaimer, when we come back from this next break, our most electrifying story involves a local business that's going away.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
Jay, talk fast.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
See, after you get your own show, after I'm dead, you know,
a long
life
time
evolves,
man.
You'll be able to use people like I just used Jay. 527.
Well, good afternoon. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are not sure exactly the problem. We're looking into it, but on I-85 northbound near Shorter, got a big backup of traffic out that way. Could possibly be an accident. We haven't confirmed it yet, but use caution if you're headed out that way. Around the boulevard in Montgomery, our most congested area right now, East South Boulevard from Troy Highway back to Norman Bridge Road. All of the 31s outbound from the city are busy. Atlanta Highway busy from Federal Drive all the way out to Taylor, and Taylor Road busy as well this afternoon. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. All right. During these times of social distancing, the Vance Law Firm can handle your case by phone or thevancelawfirm.com. Call 333-3333. No representation made. The quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Not every crash has to have an unhappy ending when the tiger's on your side. Call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Helping each other now is more important than ever. And at Spire, we're committed to lifting up the communities we serve. If you or someone you know is struggling to make ends meet because of the coronavirus pandemic, we're here to help. Assistance is available for residential customers and small business owners. A simple application is all that we need. So if you know a Spire customer who needs help paying their natural gas bill, please tell them we're here to help. To learn more, visit spireenergy.com/relief.
Anyone who builds, remodels, or repairs for a living, we know the way you work has changed. That's why Lowe's is committing today to build new ways to keep you working tomorrow. We are proud to introduce the new Lowe's for Pros job site, powered by Stream, an augmented video chat tool so you can be there for your customers without actually being there. And the cost to use? Try it free through October 31st at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. Just one of the reasons why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Services subject to Stream terms. Lowe's loyalty membership required. More terms apply.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Not much feelings coming over me.
play that this afternoon? Did it bring a moment of levity, happiness to your life?
No.
Well, we tried, didn't we? I am not a particularly handy person, which is why. Where did that come from?
I want to hear the rest of it.
No. No, 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 no. All right. Let's try this one then. Hang on while it.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
I think, going to come as a surprise. We knew as the pandemic dragged out and businesses had to be closed and slowly reopened, some were going to make it and some weren't. And word this afternoon that Twin Peaks in Montgomery is closed forever now.
Oh, and I never even got to go.
Neither did I. You know, I look, I'm a Baumhauer's guy.
Yeah.
I don't root against anybody. I don't have to because Bob has done a great job. And that restaurant has been consistently good and always finds new ways to tweak, you know, and offer new things.
Amazing food.
But as a citizen of the town, I hate it when any business closes because they just didn't have. Now, I want to read the statement here, and I've got 500 tabs open at the same time. Oh, what am I looking at Brian Stelter for? I just went to the bathroom. Same
Ooh,
thing.
18 tabs open.
Here we go. Twin Peaks, effective 5/31/2020, Twin Peaks Montgomery will be closing its doors permanently as the coronavirus pandemic continues to cause economic pressures. We unfortunately had to make a tough business decision. We want to thank all our loyal customers and employees for their patronage and support over the years. We wish everyone the best in the future and stay safe. And we wish them the same. It's just never good for any city to lose a business, even though it has a somewhat novel or perhaps sexual approach to selling food. No harm. You know, it wasn't like we invited gambling dens and all these other businesses, though. It's harmless fun.
Yeah.
For men that still like to look at pretty women.
Hey, nothing wrong with that.
Who just seem to always buy their clothes a size too small. So
I can't wash clothes either.
Twin Peaks. Yeah, this is also the only town that I know of where Hooters had to close. I remember I was here when it first opened, and you would think Satan had just opened up a business in Montgomery, that the Eastern Boulevard was going to split into two, and we would all fall in because Hooters was opening in Montgomery, and they couldn't make it here.
They had to move to Prattville.
Is that where it is?
Yeah.
Well, it's well established that Prattville is a much hornier area. That's what Jay told me and Rich that.
Is that why I'm like this?
Yeah. And I've got bad news for you. It doesn't go away with age.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I love you, Rosie.
Love you, too.
She's giving us the eye, man.
In the meantime, yeah, I know. I'm going to be holding up papers, so I... You know, one of these days, I'll take a wad of papers to block from having to look at the face she's making at me, and it's going to burst into flames in my hand.
Burn a hole through it.
Wasn't that French toast and bacon great?
It was so good!
Oh! We didn't rehearse that either.
Hey!
Rosie loves us.
I do.
You will love Mr. Electric. When you have a need for an electrician, for an installation service, and if you hadn't have your home's wiring, get a health checkup. Mr. Electric will be happy to do that, too.
245-1566.
He's so good.
Yes, he is.
If I could turn him into a digital box that I could have when he can't be here, that would be just press the Mr. Electric button, the Duncan Tomlinson button, the Brant McDonald button. Let me press the Mr. Electric button one more time.
245-1566.
Top-notch, master-certified electricians who know what they're doing. Okay. When you have work that needs to be done, they come out to your house at a time that's convenient to you, look it over, give you an upfront price, and then make arrangements to come back and perform the service that you need done, and that is what you'll pay. We have had them out three times to do a whole assortment of things, from relocating outside outlets to install security lighting to solve mysteries like why this one corner of the house, the lights never came on, and didn't take them long to diagnose that problem. There was no wires running to the light. Previous owner would have to explain that. I can't. But they got it all fixed, and it all works, and we love them. 245-1566. Or MrElectric.com. 5:37 already. Holy crap. We're just having time flies and we're having fun. Chris and Randy, I need you to hold. Be patient. Everybody else, stay calm.
Good afternoon, Montgomery. Skywatch traffic. We have got light to moderate traffic all around the boulevard right now. Most congested places, West South Boulevard, I-65 up to Highway 331. They've had construction going on there this afternoon. Might want to avoid it if possible this afternoon. It is still busy there. Fairview Avenue, Norman Bridge outbound busy, as well as Atlanta Highway. Most congested on Atlanta Highway from East Boulevard to Taylor Road. All the 31s out of the city are very busy, including 31 to Prattville and 231 to Wetumpka. And I-65 and 85 looks good through downtown Montgomery with light to moderate traffic. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Chilton County peaches are the best, and Todd's Produce grows them on their own farm. Get yours at Todd's Produce, exit 205 in Clanton, next to the Waffle House. For Montgomery Skywatch traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm. 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all. From brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
For the ones we trust to always be there. For the ones caring for others. For the ones who keep things going, no matter where they are. In extraordinary times, extraordinary people step up, like the ones standing guard and standing on the front lines. And the ones who are staying apart while still working together. With your efforts, we will get through this. We're grateful for all you do. Visit Grainger.com for resources that can help as you create your recovery plan. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, this is Jessica Smith at Memories Flea Antique Mall in Prattville. We're a local business with a small advertising budget, and we found working with Blue Water, we were able to put together a plan that would work for us. If your business is in need of advertising, I would recommend you call Blue Water Advertising.
Most radio listening is done away from home and in the car, closest to your business and point of sale. Blue Water Broadcasting can grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Now that we are into the month of June, that forecast is going to sound more and more like that summertime pattern, which includes the threat of maybe an isolated evening shower before it fades out. Otherwise, partly cloudy tonight. Overnight lows 68. Tomorrow should be another hot day. I think we're around 90. A sun and cloud mix. Rain chances not quite zero, but under 20% tomorrow. Low 90s on Wednesday with widely scattered storms. And I think the number of those pop-up storms will start to increase as we get into Thursday, Friday, Saturday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
We didn't have tornadoes here until we started putting into traffic circles. Because on the county, you want to know why? When people go round and round in circles, it causes disturbance in the atmosphere and causes tornadoes.
All right. You heard it here first. Keeping in mind what the relative value of an expert is, I'm looking at a Facebook post by Rhonda, last name W. Federal courthouse in Montgomery did not receive a threat of violence. We never said that it did. We just identified it as a location where a protest was supposed to take place. And by the way, this isn't somebody that's got an agenda with us. I'm just saying I want to be real clear about what we've said this afternoon. Local law enforcement is aware of the unsubstantiated rumors running rampant of possible trouble in Montgomery tonight. The governor activated the National Guard after the Birmingham incidents. Two groups have requested permits to gather downtown to protest tonight. Bad guys don't wait for permits. Good guys get them and then have them taken away, like we did.
At the last minute.
Yeah, Mr. Reed.
Media.
Go out, yeah. Outside organized agitators have caused problems in other cities. It is possible they come to Montgomery. Reed's having a press conference at 6. I have no idea what he'll discuss. Perhaps a curfew. Yeah, lock us down again. That's just what we need. In the better safe than sorry category, stay home tonight if you can. Be alert. Don't be fearful. This is exactly what we've been saying all day. Mm-hmm. We've heard the rumors about a whole number of areas around Montgomery that are supposed to be targets. And the word is, be mindful of your surroundings. Keep an eye out as you're driving ahead of you. If you see anything that doesn't look right, go with your instincts and go the other direction. And stay away from it. And that's what we have up till this point. And our thanks to Jack Campbell and Dan Morris and so many others who have helped us out this afternoon. Jacqueline Tomlinson. Chris, thanks for waiting.
Hello, Greg. How are y'all doing this afternoon?
Good.
How are you?
Well, I had a report of what was going on in downtown Prattville. I had heard earlier at the gas station that they were maybe had planned a protest at 2:30. So I was driving in the area, which is nothing going on now or at this period once I've got to the house. But I did see two parked individual cars, you know, Prattville police and Autauga County Sheriff's Office vehicles right at downtown, you know, right where the fountain is, down through old downtown. And when I was at the red light, I saw three vehicles, two sheriffs and a police car when I was at the red light just for a couple minutes. So they're out and patrolling and enforcing. They're aware of what may be going on as well.
That's all they need to do is have a presence because it's reassuring to people that are hearing these rumors. Appreciate the call. Thank you. Randy.
Hey, guys. I hope your day's going good. I enjoy your show. I'll make it 30 seconds. That way you can catch up on your format there, Greg Boudel.
He knows you so well.
Wow.
You know, the difference between demonstrations and protests, and, you know, us being the, you know, what they call the civil rights, birth of the civil rights here in the South, I'm a little concerned. I thank the good Lord that I live out in Snowden, Alabama. I got land, pasture land, and I don't have to worry about that when I go to town to, you know, buy my groceries. But I'm a little concerned, guys, because, you know, we're the birthright of civil rights, and they may use us as a, with this, all these people out here pushing this, use us as a patsy. I mean, it's just my thoughts. I could be wrong. I'm going to hang up and let you do that. But we love your show, and we just want to, let everybody get along for a minute.
That's what we all want. It's, you know, we're not the problem. And the one message that needs to be certain to everybody is that what happened to that man in Minnesota is something that is universally abhorrent. This is not Ferguson. This is not Baltimore, where they tried to sell a narrative that the police acted out of line. They didn't. Where does Darren Wilson, the cop in Ferguson, where does he go to get his life back? Can you imagine one day, it's just a day, this large suspect has just been reported to have robbed a store and physically abused the owner. And it's all on tape. It's all on tape. And witnesses who eventually were compelled to tell the truth under oath said that Michael Brown tried to take his sidearm through the car. This guy was determined. So what would you do? It's like that FedEx driver. There's people climbing his truck, pounding on the windows, making it real clear they have ill intentions. And he decides, what would you do? Self-preservation is a powerful thing. So he starts moving his truck slowly. And idiots persisted to try and board that vehicle, and somebody got ground up in it in the process, dragged down the street. Zero sympathy. Because protesting isn't about breaking into trucks, burning up buildings, menacing people. How about if you want to know, the blue leadership of these urban areas, like New York City, where you have a full-fledged commie a-hole named Bill de Blasio, whose daughter was arrested last night for obstructing traffic and throwing things. And here's how crazy it gets. The Sergeants Union for the New York City Police Department put out a statement. How can the NYPD protect the city of New York from rioting anarchists when the mayor's object-throwing daughter is one of them? Now we know why he is forbidding mounted units to be mobilized and keeping the NYPD from doing their jobs. That's the police union putting that on Twitter, and Twitter took it down. Why? That's just insane. But you got that, you know, by the way, the governor of Minnesota, Governor Waltz, your daughter looks like a female Adam Schiff. She's out tweeting intelligence to rioters so they know where the National Guard is or isn't going to be. I mean, this, you can't make these people up. Michael.
Hey, Greg. How y'all doing this afternoon?
How are you?
Yeah, enough about good. Us.
Curiosity got to me, so I took a stroll downtown, rode through all the parking lots, rode up and down Dexter and all the side streets, and it's like a ghost town. The police are staged up pretty well. Got state troopers, you got city cops, you got Capitol cops down there, but it's like a ghost town down there.
This is
so
just
hoping
fairly
it stays
recently.
That way. I just left from downtown probably about 4 minutes ago. I'm on Madison Avenue now, but it's like a ghost town. I'm hoping it stays that way, but the night is young.
Yeah, I agree with you. Let's hope that it does stay that way.
But there was no sign of buses. There was no sign of anybody else showing up. Most all the traffic was leaving out from downtown.
All right. We appreciate it. And thank you for the call, Mike. A lot of businesses closed early downtown today, legal offices and so forth, because the word was getting around right after lunchtime today that something might be developing. Now, the president is dispatching soldiers.
Whatever's necessary to keep the peace in Washington, D.C., and he's instructed the governors across the country to use the National Guard or whatever means they have to bring peace to their streets.
What are you going to do when you have governors like the clown ass in Minnesota? You know, they all blame Trump. But Minnesota is run by a Democratic governor. Minneapolis has a real left-wing mayor, Mr. Progressive. Yeah. And their police department is run by hand-picked people that fit the politically correct, check all the politically correct boxes. And now you have this. So what does the average person, a law-abiding citizen in Minnesota, think right now? I can tell you this. I spent a lot of time outside the city in Minnesota. The people I remember up that way, they wouldn't put up with this crap for a minute. But the cities are the problem, and that's because they're run by progressive Democrats who have no clue and then paint themselves into a corner with dumb comments like wear your mask and social distance to the protest. And as soon as the first brick is thrown, that's when you need to shut it down. That's not a protest anymore. 5:51. We can get Bear on the line here real quick. Yes, dude.
Hey. So, couple of things, because I hadn't really had that much opportunity to actually listen to the show, because I was already out of the car and away from a radio by the time happy hour started, unfortunately. And my phone hates the website once again, so I'm like, no. But what I did catch of it is basic. Okay, I'm trying to English here. English is not my friend. But it's like the Dems, a lot of the Democrats would be like looking at a lot of the Republican conservatives, and they're like, you're oppressing me. Oh my gosh. No, you're oppressing yourself.
Yeah.
And trying to oppress us. That, no. Another thing, I wanted to thank y'all for the dilly bars y'all brought in yesterday to where I work. Yeah. I just wanted to say thank y'all for that.
Dilly bars?
Somebody brought you dilly bars? Really? Yes.
Somebody brought me dilly bars yesterday. They didn't leave a name. They just said I'd know who it was. I don't know who it was.
I know who it was, but I'm not allowed to reveal the identity.
That's awesome. he should have brought
somebody,
me one.
Somebody who heard you on the air and wanted to make sure you
bars.
Got... Yep.
To oppress you. Remember that. They That's what
me,
we're all about.
They brought me a box of dilly bars to where I work. I didn't see them because when they came in, I was in the middle of cleaning the women's restroom. But they came in and they talked to retail. And retail's like, hey, Bears, somebody just brought you some food. And I'm like, what? Give me just a minute. And when I finished up, I was like, I kind of half dropped what I was doing to meet them out, to meet retail outside the restroom, and she handed me the Dairy Queen bag, and it was cold, and I'm like, what? Oh my gosh, dilly bar, what? she was trying to describe what the guy looked like, and I'm like, she was trying her best, and I'm like, I love you, Jamie, but that was no help at all.
Bear, I'm
not real name. Not
I'm
real
out
name.
Of time, but I'm glad you got dilly barred. we should start a thing now. You know, random dilly barrings.
Yes.
As soon as
I came home with the box, and my brother was like, "How did what?" So
very cool.
That is
very
awesome.
Because
cool.
My brother happened to be listening when y'all were asking the question, and then. Last week, and then they have stopped listening for the show, and then I tuned in and heard all of that right afterwards, and I explained it to them, and they all just laughed.
We appreciate the call and the follow-up, and we'll talk to you again soon, we hope. Stick Shift Danny says, I-85 at Shorter, truck lost a few sheets of sheetrock. How the hell does that happen?
Wind.
Why would it... Wind?
Wind.
Aren't... precautions taken to bet because I drive by trucks.
There should be.
Yeah.
That some... really make me nervous.
You should be because of stuff like this. And I mean, a big piece of sheetrock crack quick. A little bit of wind gets under there and it snaps and it's just poof.
I hope they figure out a way to better secure them. And our last 30 seconds go to Sam.
Hey, Greg, Seth, Rosie.
Hey.
Rumor control today. It just reminds me of what happened after 9/11. The reserve unit I was in at the time, for several months, we'd get these hot sheets from the FBI, things that people had noticed and were scared about and were reporting. Everything from the tariffs were going to blow up Lake Martin, Lake Jordan, the dams. And I remember even the toll booth road over there by the casino, it was on the hit list. But it's just... it doesn't take much to spook the populace, and people see boogeyman everywhere.
You are correct, and that's a valuable insight, and we're going to wrap with that. Thank you, Sam, because, again, most of what's been going around town is unsubstantiated beyond the possible protest at the Capitol building. Just be aware of your surroundings, and take it easy tonight.
Skywatch traffic, our most congested areas right now, Fairview Avenue, Norman Bridge outbound to the East South Boulevard, and the Southwest Boulevard around I-65. We've had construction going on there this afternoon. We are seeing a lot of cars on Federal Drive and Congressman Dickinson headed to 231 and up to Wetumpka. 31 to Prattville. We've got some light congestion there as well as light congestion on Troy Highway. Be cautious out there this afternoon. Buckle up. No new accidents in for us to pass along to you at this time. At Reinhardt Toyota, they have 0% financing available with approved credit on some models and no payments until summer. Reinhardt Toyota for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, Montgomery. Do you have more people and more devices using the internet at your home? Switch to Wow Superfast Internet 200 for $44.99 per month. And for a stronger signal, add Whole Home Wi-Fi for $9.99 per month. Offer details at wowway.com.
Wow. Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Refer your friends to Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air and share $100. But hurry, offer ends June 30th. Visit calldixie.com for details.
Call Dixie and it's
done. License number 15033.
For the ones we trust to always be there. For the ones caring for others. For the ones who keep things going, no matter where they are. In extraordinary times, extraordinary people step up, like the ones standing guard and standing on the front lines, and the ones who are staying apart while still working together. With your efforts, we will get through this. We're grateful for all you do. Visit Grainger.com for resources that can help as you create your recovery plan. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Derek's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
After the third time jump-starting my car, I finally realized my battery was dying. So I stopped by O'Reilly to have it checked. They tested it right there in the parking lot. It was bad, real bad. But they helped me find the right battery for my car and even installed it for free. Now my car starts like new.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For years, Southern Bell's Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of families in the River Region. Callan and her crew believe in cleaning the old-fashioned way. Southern Bell's uses hospital-grade cleaning products to kill germs and bacteria. Southern Bell's Cleaning Service brings all their professional hospital-grade supplies, arrives on time, and specializes in everything from residential to construction cleanup. Estimates are always free. Call Southern Bell's today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bell's Cleaning, River Region.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
All right, listeners, just reported to us that the Walmart on Ann Street is closed. Don't know if this is precautionary, you know, with the rumors flying around town, who knows? Again, be aware, probably a good night to stay home. And if you're really nervous, know this. All the information you're about to get is going to come from Rusty Aldridge.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Just a friendly hello there, Rusty. You big, best-wearing guy, you.